With me is Senator Rubio's staff member who will assist me in answering any technical questions. Senator Rubio would first like to thank the committee and the staff for the hard work with his office on this issue over the last year and a half, and the topic is Surface Mining and Reclamation Act, and the proposed law limits the renewal of idle surface mining operations, IMPs, to one additional five-year renewal period at the expiration of the first five-year renewable period, so it's not an ongoing problem with idle mines. Senate Bill 143 simply provides for technical cleanup to SB 108 that was chaptered back in 2011 by limiting the number of IMP renewals. All mines may experience periods of idleness, we recognize that, and may encounter even more in the current economic downturn. So the ability for an operator to be able to submit and renew an IMP is crucial. However, it is also critical that there is a limit to how long a mine may remain idle. That creates all sorts of unintended consequences before the reclamation process must commence. Senate Bill 143 strikes an important balance between creating jobs and protecting the environment by limiting these plans to two renewals. On behalf of Senator Rubio, I respectfully ask for an aye vote. Questions?
All right, witnesses in support? Witnesses in opposition? All right, seeing none, questions from the committee?
Yes, Senator.
So prior to last year's legislation, you were allowed one renewal. So it was a five-year and then one renewal to 10-year. So Senator Rubio's bill took it to indefinite. And now, not even a year later, he's going to bring it back down to, two renewals. So it's just in a five-year extension over what the previous bill was. Why? What's happened in the last few months to...
I would assume it was a negotiated compromise, but I'll let his staff answer if I may.
I don't recall. Did his bill get signed into law last year?
Yes. So the 2011 one did.
We don't have to compromise anywhere. It's an existing bill. So what happened?
When it was at the governor's desk, there was concerns raised about the perpetuity of SB 108, and the senator agreed to keep working to see if there was a compromise that could be reached. And in the time frame, it was going back.
Okay, so the bill was on the governor's desk, and instead of vetoing it, he said, well, you know what, I'm not really happy with this necessarily. Let's clean it up next year to reduce it down.
Yes.
Wow. That'd be neat to have the governor do that for you. So, okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Further questions? All right, is there a motion?
So,
all right, would you like to close?
Yes, there is no opposition to this bill. Ask for your aye vote.
All right, the motion is to concur in the assembly amendments and return it to the floor. Please call the roll.
Senators Pavley.
Aye.
Pavley, aye. LaMalfa.
Aye.
Canilla.
Aye.
Canilla, aye. Evans.
Aye.
Evans, aye. Fuller. Kehoe.
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Padilla.
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Simidian. Wolk.
Aye.
Wolk, aye. It has six. That's enough to get out.
There are six votes. Welcome to the author. There are six votes. That's enough to leave the committee. Madam Chair, you're back in charge.
My bill has never heard or been presented so well before. Thank you, Madam Chair.
And Mr. Canella may have questions for you after the fact.
Your capable staff answers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to open the roll on this measure. So far the vote is 6-0. Open the roll. Please call the absent members.
Senators LaMalfa. Senators LaMalfa. Fuller. Simidian.
Aye.
Simidian, aye.
So 7-0 if you want to close. 7-0. Let me check. Any reason to keep the roll open any longer?
She's at the principal's office, too.
She's busy. So we are going to close the roll. The measure passed 7-0. It'll be going to the floor. Thank you very much, members. The meeting's adjourned.